Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now coming on to the Cancer Navamsha, the fourth one. Cancer, you must understand, is ruled by Moon, which is always fluctuating. Yes, so with Cancer, think of Moon, think of fluctuations of the mind, of the emotional body. First, we have to understand the attitude of the planets. Profession comes next, right? Profession is simply what you do in the world. You are Amartya Karaka. But essentially, we must take care of the attitude first, which is the Navamsha, the internal soul signature, if you wish. Okay? So for Cancer Navamsha, Amartya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha, it's a very simple agenda to heal people. The only work of Cancer Navamsha is to provide peace to the masses. Cancer, the fourth house, is everything to do with local community, your local presence wherever it is. Of course, if Rahu is placed here, it might become foreign community, but the community wherever you are. That is why whenever there is a remedy of Cancer, it is always related to masses. The agenda of Cancer Navamsha is to make your life happy and peaceful. Your life should be a light unto the masses for Cancer Navamsha. Especially if Amartya Karaka is placed here, your career should be related to something to do with the masses. Please do something for the community so that a larger group of people can be benefited. If you do this, all the problems of Cancer Navamsha can be solved. Okay. Another thing about Cancer Navamsha, they have fear. Lots of internal, emotional, unreasonable fears. Reason being, the first thing they think about is peace for everyone. They cannot punish. Okay? You don't try to be holding grudges or punish in Cancer Navamsha. It will backfire very badly. Because your goal is to heal there. The whole life depends upon mood. This is one of the signatures of planets in Cancer Navamsha, even your Amartya Karaka. If your Amartya Karaka is sitting in Cancer Navamsha, it makes you very moody at work. You won't use reasoning and logic while working. If I have a mood today, I'll work. Otherwise, I won't work. You know, that kind of thing. So if it's a full moon kind of thing, you're not practical. You're daydreamers to the maximum. New moon, they are very practical and useful to society. Any planet sitting in Cancer Navamsha, that planet will not perform duties with discipline, only emotional moodiness, irregular routine. Everything depends upon mood. Any planet in Cancer Navamsha has morality issues. Is this thing good or bad? You know, taking call on morality like Jupiter. Either they will get tested or will get blamed for it. Lots of blame game in Cancer Navamsha. Okay, you might think, I haven't done anything to deserve this. Why am I getting blamed for this? That's Cancer Navamsha. Check your Navamsha if planets are sitting in Cancer. Does not like to follow norms, rules, regulations. That's more like Mars. This is more like Moon. They can get lazy and will not put efforts into something. They might even get moodiness and laziness, which is worse. They will expect other people to do it. This is one of the hallmarks of Cancer Navamsha. If the D1 10th Lord is sitting here, or if Amartya Karaka is sitting here, or both conjunct, then they might be good in fields of psychology, healing, travel industry, hospitality industry, providing food to the masses. It may be even related to restaurants and cafes, especially if Venus is with Moon. Emotionally attracted to workplace. You're taking work too emotionally in Cancer Navamsha and you're attached to the masses. Fluctuations of place also can happen, because cancer used to be considered foreign countries crossing the body of ocean of water, because water is moon. Maybe linked to water, food, agriculture and land. Now some planets here will behave funny because of the moodiness. Saturn, especially in 10th house, will not be able to have a discipline at work. If you have 10th lord, D1 10th lord like Saturn, sitting in Cancer Navamsha, then it will be very moody. You will not have a regular job. You may get blamed at work. Saturn in Cancer Navamsha takes a lot of blame, unnecessary blame at work. Mercury is afraid to talk, analyzes everything emotionally rather than rationally. Siblings will not work. Why? Because Mercury is a Karaka of siblings and will get blamed for speaking, maybe speaking out of turn or with moodiness. You see where I'm going with this. Mars, if it's placed in Cancer Navamsha, as your Amatya Karaka, the brother will not perform duties. Mars is a Karaka of brothers, will not have a regular schedule. Mars in Cancer Navamsha people hate rules and regulations. They cannot dress up properly, may be blamed for actions. They do not bother about rules and regulations. If pushed too much, they will rebel and not do it at all. Needs to be appreciated for their room, for their home decor. Cancer is a sign of home. Does not take efforts to look good or like haircuts. They are looking shabby in Cancer Mars in Cancer Navamsha. Rahu, on the other hand, becomes a manipulation master. Emotional manipulation with every interaction. Emotionally cunning through any situation. Blamed for everything. May be accused of stealing things. They will not make any conscious effort in rectifying and take actions which need to be taken, like extreme moodiness, you might say, amplification, Rahu. Ketu, on the other hand, is opposite. Extremely introverted emotionally, won't share feelings, although very deep and profound, spiritual almost, very highly intuitive, I would say. Blamed for being too introverted, no efforts in quality of transformation for breaking or taking initiative. There you go. Moon, in its own Navamsha, in Cancer Navamsha, emotions, thoughts, feelings are not very practical, no logic, tends to harbor ill thoughts and feelings towards others, as they hesitate to be direct. Always having a roundabout view of things, you see, trying to skate the direct approach, to the point of expressing to the other their true feelings in the moment, they are not expressing, so they get blamed for being too soft. Venus, as your Amatya Karaka, in Cancer Navamsh, spouse will not perform duties. Venus is a Karaka of spouse. Lazy, moody spouse, moody relationships, sometimes ups and downs. Venus in Cancer Navamsha, along with good combinations with Jupiter, can become therefore a good relationship coach. I've given already the planets and various Amatya Karaka characteristics in the previous one. Tie it with this video. Try to bridge what I am talking about in different places. You have to make the connections, connect the dots. So Venus in Cancer Navamsha gets blamed for relationship. Very reluctant about relationships. It will not work at it. Don't care attitude about relationships. Do you have a spouse with a, who doesn't care about relationships? She's in a relationship but doesn't bother with it. Might have Venus in Cancer Navamsha. Not related to Amatya Karaka as such, I'm giving generics here. Jupiter will not teach or give knowledge or learn. Again, moodiness to the max. Moody teacher, blamed for being inconsistent teacher. Sun, on the other hand, authority figures or father may be very moody or emotional in nature and blamed for bad decisions as a leader. These are the generics. Now let us see what voiceover Jane has to tell us.
Saturn as Amatya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Saturn. When Saturn is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, responsibility, persistence, and long-term service. Saturn thrives in environments where structure, rules, and endurance are necessary. It provides the ability to manage scarcity, work through obstacles, and create stability in professions that demand patience and resilience. 2. Saturn's drive in Cancer Navamsha. When Saturn as Amatya Karaka occupies Cancer Navamsha, its disciplined energy is absorbed into Cancer's agenda of nurturing, peace, and care for the masses. However, Saturn's rigid discipline meets Cancer's emotional, irregular, and mood-driven nature, creating a paradox in the professional drive. Emotional responsibility to the masses. Saturn's core drive to serve and manage resources becomes oriented toward healing, peacemaking, and societal welfare. Careers may involve public service, psychology, healing, social welfare, or professions tied to food, water, agriculture, or land. Struggle with discipline and consistency. Saturn's natural order and discipline weaken in Cancer Navamsha, as Cancer works by mood and irregular routine. The individual may feel frustrated by lack of structure or constantly blamed, tested for not meeting norms despite their efforts. Burden of emotional duty. Feels responsible for collective peace, often working silently in the background. Struggles with appreciation. Saturn in Cancer. Navamsha gives tireless effort for the welfare of others, yet recognition may never come. Healing through service. Strong karmic pull toward community healing and serving larger groups. May gravitate to careers in psychology, mental health, social work, or roles dealing with the masses, public policy, governance of resources, NGO work. Shadow expression, expecting others to carry responsibilities, projection of Saturn's weight. Laziness or withdrawal when overwhelmed, leading to blame or criticism. Emotional pessimism, internal heaviness from unacknowledged efforts. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Cancer as second house, Gemini ascendant, Saturn as Amartya Karaka emphasizes responsibility toward family, speech, and accumulated resources. Work drive may focus on managing family stability, finances, or food-related businesses. Cancer as sixth house, Sagittarius ascendant, the internal drive manifests as a healer-servant archetype, serving masses through routine work, conflict resolution, or health-related careers. Strong karmic service orientation. Cancer as 10th house, Aries ascendant, the highest public expression. Saturn's drive is tied to public service, authority in healing professions, or governance. Career revolves around societal responsibility, though delays and struggles for recognition persist. Ma 4, integrated expression. Saturn as Amay Karaka in Cancer, Navamsha creates an internal drive that blends service, discipline, and responsibility with healing, emotional care, and peacemaking for society. The individual is karmically tasked with working for the collective, even if unappreciated, and must learn to balance discipline with emotional irregularities. Mercury as Amartya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Mercury. When Mercury is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive centers on communication, intellect, adaptability, networking, and skill development. Mercury thrives in learning environments and careers where logic, speech, analysis, and negotiation are essential. It absorbs the traits of planets it associates with, making it highly flexible but also dependent. 2. Mercury's drive in Cancer Navamsha. When Mercury as Amartya Karaka enters Cancer Navamsha, its sharp rationality becomes colored by emotions and moods. Instead of relying purely on logic, decisions and speech are filtered through emotional sensitivity, creating both strengths and vulnerabilities. Emotionalized communication. Mercury in Cancer Navamsha tends to analyze everything emotionally rather than rationally. Speech becomes hesitant or fearful. There is a tendency to be afraid to talk or to overthink before expressing. Blame and misunderstanding. Such natives may often be blamed for speaking, as their words are easily misinterpreted. They carry the karmic lesson of learning when to speak and when to remain silent. Dependence on relationships. Siblings, friends, or close contacts, Mercury significations, may not be reliable as professional allies, creating frustration in teamwork. Communication issues with siblings or colleagues become a recurring theme. Service to the masses through communication. Mercury here drives toward community-oriented speech, writing, teaching, counseling, or guiding masses through healing words. Communication is less about cleverness and more about emotional impact. So careers in psychology, emotional counseling, or healing communication become possible. Shadow expression, oversensitivity to criticism in speech, difficulty being objective, leading to indecisiveness, emotional manipulation in communication when under stress. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Cancer as second house, Gemini ascendant, communication and speech become the family's livelihood resource. The drive is toward professions in finance, food, or education, but strongly dependent on emotional balance. Cancer is sixth house, Sagittarius ascendant. The internal drive is about solving conflicts and serving through speech, law, counseling, or daily service roles. However, criticism and communication is a constant challenge. Cancer is 10th house, Aries ascendant. Mercury as Amatya Karaka channels into public communication, mass media, writing, teaching, or administration. The struggle is about balancing rational communication with emotional appeal. Number 4, integrated expression Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Cancer. Navamsha creates an internal drive that is deeply tied to emotional communication, community guidance, and service through words. The challenge lies in overcoming fear of speaking, balancing emotional subjectivity with rationality, and learning to use communication as a healing tool rather than a burden. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Mars. When Mars is Amatya Karaka, the internal drive comes from assertion, courage, initiative, and the desire to conquer obstacles. It thrives on challenges, leadership, and physical or mental exertion. The professional ethic revolves around discipline, directness, and achieving goals through effort and action. 2. Mars's drive in Cancer Navamsha. When Mars as Amatya Karaka enters Cancer Navamsha, its fiery and disciplined energy gets absorbed into Cancer's mood-driven, irregular, and nurturing tendencies. The warrior's discipline becomes inconsistent, leading to challenges in maintaining routines and responsibilities. Irregular discipline and duties. Struggles to maintain a regular schedule. Actions are inconsistent and reactive. Can neglect duties or avoid responsibilities, especially when emotionally overwhelmed. Brothers or male colleagues, Mars significations, may also fail to perform their duties. Rebellion against structure. Dislike strict rules and regulations. If forced, may rebel or refuse to comply altogether. Prefers freedom of action over discipline, but this causes friction in teamwork. Emotional-driven actions. Decisions are based on moods rather than logic or planning. Can swing between overexertion and complete withdrawal, depending on emotional state. Self-image and appearance. Casual approach toward personal grooming does not prioritize dressing up or external appearance. May be criticized for lack of neatness or failing to maintain a polished image. Need for appreciation. Strong emotional need for recognition in domestic spaces, appreciation for room, home decor, or creative touches. Without validation, motivation reduces drastically. Shadow expression, quick to anger when emotionally provoked. Passive-aggressive tendencies when unable to express assertiveness openly. Blamed for mistakes or missteps more than others. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Cancer as second house, Gemini ascendant. Mars as Amatya Karaka drives speech and financial decisions emotionally. Speech may become reactive, harsh, or inconsistent. Money matters fluctuate due to irregular effort. Cancer as sixth house, Sagittarius ascendant, the drive channels into conflict resolution and service, but with inconsistent discipline. Strong potential for emotional burnout in work routines. Cancer as 10th house, Aries ascendant, leadership and career ambitions are mood dependent. At times highly active and ambitious, other times disengaged and passive. Career recognition depends on emotional steadiness. Number 4. Integrated expression Mars as Amatya Karaka in Cancer. Navamsha produces an internal drive that is emotional, inconsistent, yet deeply tied to recognition and appreciation. It wants to lead but resists structured discipline, thriving only when validated and emotionally supported. Without this, energy turns rebellious, inconsistent, and blame-prone. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. When Moon is Amatya Karaka, the internal drive is guided by emotions, nurturing, adaptability, and responsiveness to others' needs. Work ethic depends on intuition, empathy, and the ability to connect with people. Such individuals thrive in environments where sensitivity and emotional intelligence are valued, though stability may waver with changing moods. 2. Moon's drive in Cancer Navamsha. With Moon as Amatya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha, the planet sits in its own watery, emotional environment, yet paradoxically becomes inconsistent and dependent on mood. The internal drive is deeply emotional, but struggles with practicality, discipline, and clear boundaries. Emotion-centered motivation. Thoughts, feelings, and emotional responses dominate decision-making. Difficulty being practical, often guided by sentiment rather than rationality. Mood swings affect consistency and professional drive. Suppressed directness, hesitant to express true feelings directly, leading to internalized frustrations, tends to harbor ill thoughts or grudges but avoids confrontation. Fear of rejection or blame makes them overly cautious in communication. Softness as both strength and weakness, blamed for being too soft or lenient in professional settings. While empathetic, may be exploited by others who see them as weak. The drive to nurture often overrides personal ambition. Blame and recognition issues rarely gets appreciation despite genuine effort and concern for others. May be scapegoated or blamed for failures due to their forgiving, non-confrontational nature. Shadow expression can retreat into passivity, waiting for others to act. When overwhelmed, may disengage completely rather than confront issues. Difficulty in sustaining discipline, emotional tides govern work output. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Cancer as second house, Gemini ascendant, emotional speech, nurturing family ties, and financial decisions based on moods. Speech may appear soft or hesitant. Cancer as sixth house, Sagittarius ascendant, emotional entanglements at work. Can be compassionate healers, but struggle with routine and discipline. Vulnerable to criticism. Cancer as 10th house, Aries ascendant, career strongly linked to public sentiment and masses. Success depends on managing emotional fluctuations. May excel in healing, psychology, or mass-oriented professions. 4. Integrated expression. Moon as Amarya Karaka in Cancer. Navamsha gives an internal drive fueled by sensitivity, empathy, and nurturing, but weakened by mood dependency, lack of discipline, and hesitation to confront directly. The person becomes a peace seeker, healer, or comforter to others, but often carries inner wounds of rejection and blame. Have Venus as Amartya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles, Venus. When Venus is Amartya Karaka, the inner drive centers on harmony, relationships, beauty, and creative fulfillment. Work and purpose are strongly linked to art, aesthetics, love, diplomacy, and balance. Such individuals naturally seek peace and partnership, but may struggle if emotional instability or indulgence takes over. 2. Venus's drive in Cancer Navamsha. Placed in Cancer Navamsha, Venus's refined qualities of love and aesthetics get filtered through the watery, mood-dependent sign of Cancer. The inner drive becomes tied to emotional tides, often fluctuating between attachment and withdrawal. Emotional relationships. Spouse or partnerships become moody, inconsistent, sometimes affectionate, and sometimes distant. Relationships carry ups and downs, often criticized for moodiness or instability. The person may get blamed for failures in relationships, even if the root cause is emotional volatility. Reluctance and laziness in commitment. Spouse or self may avoid fulfilling duties in marriage or partnerships. A tendency toward laziness and neglect in maintaining relationships. Don't care or reluctant attitude about relationships, preferring comfort over effort. Emotional aesthetics and creativity. Creative drive is heightened but inconsistent, depending on moods. Artistic or aesthetic work flows when emotionally inspired, but halts during periods of low motivation. Strong imaginative capacity, but lacks discipline in execution. Mood-linked work ethic. In career, artistic or people-centered roles are pursued, but success depends on managing emotional fluctuations. Can excel in psychology, arts, or community healing work if moodiness is channeled productively. Shadow expression, overly indulgent in comfort, food, or relationships without responsibility. Avoids confrontation and discipline, leading to passive neglect. Relationships risk being unstable unless emotional consistency is cultivated. 3. House placement modifier, ascendant context. Cancer is second house, Gemini ascendant. Finances and family life tied to emotional security. Speech may be affectionate, but also moody, impacting wealth stability. Cancer as 6th house, Sagittarius ascendant, struggles in relationships at work, may face blame in partnerships or disputes. Healing professions, arts, or counseling roles possible. Cancer as 10th house, Aries ascendant, career linked to beauty, luxury, or relationships. Mood swings influence public image, can rise in fields of creativity or diplomacy if emotional steadiness is achieved. 4. Integrated expression, Venus as Amartya Karaka in Cancer. Navamsha gives an internal drive rooted in love, harmony, and beauty, but expressed inconsistently due to mood dependency and reluctance in effort. Relationships often feel like a seesaw, sometimes deeply nurturing, other times neglected. The native is driven to create and love, but must learn emotional stability and responsibility to fulfill Venus' true promise. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Cancer. Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatya Karaka, the internal drive is rooted in wisdom, knowledge, morality, and teaching. Such individuals seek to guide others, uphold Dharma, and contribute through spiritual, intellectual, or ethical frameworks. They are drawn to roles of mentorship, justice, and higher learning. 2. Jupiter's drive in Cancer Navamsha. Placed in Cancer Navamsha, Jupiter, exalted in Cancer, has the potential for immense wisdom and nurturing guidance. However, the watery, mood-dependent quality of Cancer distorts consistency. Jupiter's expansive qualities are filtered through emotions, producing brilliance at times and withdrawal at others. Teaching and knowledge sharing. Even when knowledgeable, the person may withhold teaching or guidance depending on mood. Can be an inconsistent or moody teacher, at times inspiring, at other times absent. Often blamed for unreliability in guidance, despite possessing wisdom. Emotional morality. Morality and ethics fluctuate with emotional tides rather than fixed principles. May forgive easily at times or become overly judgmental at others. Decisions are often emotionally reactive, leading to lack of steady dharmic direction. Wisdom as service to masses. Strong healing or counseling instinct for the community, but irregular in commitment. Potential to nurture and uplift society, yet laziness or mood swings block consistent service. Psychology, philosophy, or spiritual healing careers possible, but dependent on emotional grounding. Shadow expression. Refusal to share knowledge even when capable, leading to frustration in others. Blamed for inconsistency in roles of leadership, teaching, or guiding. Can become self-indulgent in emotional comfort, avoiding responsibility. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Cancer as second house, Gemini ascendant. Knowledge expressed through speech and family life, but speech may be emotionally inconsistent. Wealth linked to education or counseling. Cancer as sixth house, Sagittarius ascendant. Struggles in service or workplace, accused of inconsistency in judgment. May serve as a healer, doctor, or guide, but mood swings cause disputes. Cancer as 10th house, Aries ascendant, career in teaching, law, counseling, or healing professions. Can achieve fame in psychology, spirituality, or mass guidance, but must overcome mood-linked instability. 4. Integrated expression. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Cancer, Navamsha, creates an internal drive for wisdom, nurturing, and mass guidance, but filtered through emotional inconsistency. The individual aspires to be a healer or teacher to the masses, yet risks being seen as unreliable or moody in guidance. The true power is unlocked when discipline steadies their emotions, transforming them into consistent nurturers, protectors, and wise guides. Sun as Amatya Karaka in Cancer Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles, Sun. When Sun is Amatya Karaka, the internal drive is centered on authority, leadership, recognition, and serving as a guiding light. Such individuals seek to establish themselves as respected figures, desiring influence and responsibility. Their career path is linked to government, authority, or leadership roles where they are looked up to. 2. Sun's drive in Cancer, Navamsha. Placed in Cancer, Navamsha, Sun's fiery leadership takes on an emotional and moody quality, often leading to fluctuations in decision-making. The drive for authority is filtered through feelings, family ties, and the masses, which can create both nurturing leadership and unstable authority. Authority and leadership. Leadership becomes emotional rather than strategic, causing inconsistency. Authority figures, especially the father, may themselves be moody and emotional in nature. The native may often be blamed for poor or inconsistent decisions as a leader. Mass and community orientation. Strong urge to serve and guide the community with a healer-like instinct in leadership. However, lack of discipline and a regular routine may weaken consistent authority. Can be deeply connected to public causes, but dependent on mood to take action. Shadow expression. Leadership plagued by indecision, driven by emotional impulses instead of logic. Risk of being perceived as weak or unreliable in authority roles. Conflict with father or authority figures who embody similar emotional instability. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Cancer as second house, Gemini ascendant. Leadership expressed in family business but prone to emotional conflicts over wealth and resources. Speech becomes authoritative yet moody. Cancer as sixth house, Sagittarius ascendant. Leadership roles in service, litigation, or government jobs, but inconsistent authority leads to workplace disputes. May be blamed by subordinates. Cancer as 10th house, Aries ascendant. Strong drive for leadership and career, possibly politics or government service. But reputation fluctuates, admired at times, blamed for poor judgment at others. 4. Integrated expression sun as Amatya Karaka in Cancer. Navamsha produces an internal drive for emotional leadership and recognition. Yet the expression is unstable and moody. While the desire to guide and nurture the masses is strong, inconsistent decision-making and emotional leadership can undermine authority. The true strength emerges when discipline steadies emotions, allowing the sun to shine as a compassionate yet firm leader. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amatya Karaka planets in Cancer. Navamsha Rahu influence creates emotional manipulation and professional drive. Every interaction becomes colored by hidden agendas. Blame and accusations follow, especially if Rahu aspects or conjoins the Amatya Karaka. Native may be accused of dishonesty, stealing, or exploiting others. Adds emotional cunning, using sympathy or manipulation to secure authority, resources, or recognition. Weakens accountability, tendency to avoid rectifying mistakes or taking necessary corrective actions. In leadership or teaching roles, e.g., Sun, Jupiter as Amatya Karaka, Rahu brings suspicion and mistrust, where others question motives. If Rahu influences Moon, Mercury, or Venus, communication and relationships are prone to deception, gossip, or emotional games. In service or mass-oriented Cancer Navamsha roles, Rahu creates an image of healer leader, but behind it, manipulation, shortcuts, or scandals can surface. Ketu influence produces deep internal withdrawal. Emotional drives turn inwards, creating an introverted professional persona. Strong reluctance to share feelings, even when profound, leading to misunderstandings in career and leadership contexts. When influencing Moon, Mercury, or Venus Amatya Karaka, Ketu makes one appear emotionally detached, unresponsive, or disinterested in dialogue and relationships. In roles linked to authority, Sun, or wisdom, Jupiter, Ketu gives spiritual detachment, but also blame for being inconsistent, uninspiring, or disconnected. Refusal or inability to transform situations or take initiative, leading to stagnation in professional paths. Reputation may be one of aloofness or lack of engagement, even when internally there is deep emotional intensity. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Cancer Navamsha, Saturn plus Rahu, cunning use of discipline and responsibility, manipulative leadership through fear or guilt, blamed for oppressive rules. Saturn plus Ketu, withdrawal from responsibility, lack of follow-through, leadership feels cold and detached. Mercury's Rahu, manipulative communicator, gossip-driven, emotionally clever in debates, career linked to cunning negotiations. Mercury's Ketu, extreme withdrawal in speech, blamed for silence or avoidance, career suffers from lack of expression. Mars plus Rahu, cunning use of aggression, emotionally manipulative to confrontations, scandals through impulsive actions. Mars plus Ketu, passive-aggressive, refuses to act when needed, blamed for negligence or lack of courage. Moon Rahu, emotional manipulation of masses, sympathy-seeking leadership, scandals due to emotional instability. Moon Ketu, extreme internalization of feelings, blamed for being too soft, withdrawn, or absent in crucial moments. Venus plus Rahu, manipulation in relationships, scandalous romances, misuse of charm for emotional control. Venus plus Ketu, detachment in love, refusal to work on relationships, emotional withdrawal blamed for failed unions. Jupiter Rahu, pseudo-guru, manipulative teaching, seeking followers for validation, blamed for misleading guidance. Jupiter plus Ketu, withdrawn teacher, lacks engagement with students, blamed for being inconsistent or disinterested in sharing wisdom. Sun's Rahu, manipulative authority figure, scandals in leadership, blamed for corruption or misuse of power. Sun plus Ketu, detached leader, emotionally withdrawn authority, blamed for poor or aloof leadership decisions.